I do fear that there could be something else coming. I've always felt that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the problem is you can't eradicate all the evil off the planet. You just have to try and live in the here and now and
mm-hmm.
keep pushing forward with what positive.
Right, right, right. I think they may try to push a second variant or a third variant, but if people aren't going to believe it, I mean, I don't think they're going to
believe it. They'll have a problem over here, because if he says lockdown again, I mean, he told her to go on lockdown the last time, and then it was all Partygate, wasn't it? They were all partying away in the... In 10 Downing Street.
That's right. I heard about that. Yeah, that must not have been too popular for Boris Johnson, for him to, for that information to get out.
But we could have it worse, because he's not radical, Boris. He's a rule breaker, Boris. He's a party boy. He's well known. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's good. You know, it means that we haven't got some tyrant who's looking after us.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ruling the country just online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it could be worse. We could have somebody really bad who's laying the law down. So
true.
We're quite lucky, really.
Well, let's see. Germany just announced last week all of their mandates were gone. Sweden's always been open. I think Denmark's open. I'm not sure. What's the situation in France now? I haven't heard any. We don't get much news here about what's going on in the rest of the world, really.
I don't really watch much news. So, but my understanding is that one by one, countries are going to follow and it's going to be just more relaxed, you know, even to the case of Australia. My concern is with Australia that because I feel there's something else coming and I can't put my finger on, I hope that their lockdown doesn't run into another lockdown. I hope they get some free time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ja, sie sagt, dass sie die ganze Zeit so das dumme Bauchgefühl hat, dass noch irgendetwas anderes kommen wird. Was auch immer. Also Ted meinte ja vielleicht nochmal neue Varianten, aber sie meinte, naja, also man kann eben auch nicht alles übel auslöschen und wichtig ist, dass man einfach im Hier und Jetzt lebt und also in England würde ein weiterer Lockdown nicht mehr funktionieren, weil eben die Regierung oder gerade auch Boris dabei erwischt wurde, dass er feierte und sie sagte auch nochmal, er ist nicht radikal, er ist kein Tyrann, er ist jemand, der gerne Regeln bricht und das Leben genießt. Und dafür ist er bekannt. Und dann geht es darum, dass in Deutschland vor kurzem alle Maßnahmen aufgehoben wurden. Schweden war fast die ganze Zeit offen, Dänemark auch tendenziell. Aber genaue Informationen über die einzelnen Länder haben die beiden auch nicht, unter anderem, weil Ted in den USA wenig Informationen über andere Länder bekommt. Und Luis sagt dann aber, sie macht sich Sorgen um Australien, weil sie eben das Gefühl hat, irgendwas kommt noch auf uns zu. Und die waren die ganze Zeit im Lockdown und sie wünscht sich, dass die ein wenig Luft schnappen können, ist nochmal eventuell in einen weiteren Lockdown geht.
But I do believe one by one countries are becoming more freer, because I feel that there's, like I say, there's stuff going on behind the scenes and so we're being freed, sort of thing.
Right, right, right. And that's a good thing. The truth is prevailing. This is a time of truth, I think, Louise, and that things that are true are being shown to be true and those that are false are being shown to be false and fall by the wayside.
Definitely so.
You know, and if you look at dictatorial governments in the past, they don't last that long, generally speaking, because the light always is stronger than the dark. So even though they wanted to keep all these mandates going and everything, they haven't been able to keep it going. So
exactly. And I just think that, like I say, everything's frequency, everything's energy. And it goes beyond the physical world that we're in. On this 3D, it's a spiritual world we're in. And we're trying to sort the balance out. You know, there's a lot of unhealed ground in America, like everywhere else in the world. What's happened with the slavery and the Native Americans, and it's it's like we are cleansing Earth. That's what's happening at the moment.
Right. How about, are people waking up there spiritually as well? I mean, are they open to new ideas, and do they realize the government was lying to you about the whole?
I would say there's a bit of one and a bit of the other, but I would say there's a big chunk don't trust the government, a big chunk. There's even the people who've had the vax and they've gone and they've even had the booster, they've now wakened and said they'll not have any more. Because, you know, the plan was that they were going to go for 8, or that was their plan. But I think there's been a breaking point with what Boris did over here with the party things, and people will just not go along with it anymore.
Ja, und die Länder werden jetzt quasi einer nach dem anderen wieder aufmachen, die Menschen wieder freier werden, weil irgendwo irgendwas hinter der Szene vor sich geht, also hinter der Leinwand, was zur Befreiung beiträgt. Und die Wahrheit kommt immer ins Licht. Also irgendwann, also selbst die dunkelste Regierung hat immer nur eine bestimmte Zeit, bis sie fällt. Und ja, es geht einfach darum, jetzt auf der 3D-Ebene die Balance zu finden, wiederherzustellen. Es gibt einfach in vielen Ländern noch viele ungeheilte Wunden, wie in den USA zum Beispiel die Geschichte der Sklaverei und mit den nativen Amerikanern, also den Indianern. Und es findet quasi eine Art Säuberung statt, wo dann die Wahrheiten ans Licht kommen und eben auch die Sachen, die nicht wahr sind. Und dann geht es nochmal um England, dass die meisten, also viele wissen nicht unbedingt, was da jetzt wirklich los war in den 2 Jahren, aber sie vertrauen der Regierung nicht. Und speziell eben seit dieser Partygeschichte noch weniger. Und selbst die, die vielleicht noch sich haben boostern lassen, wollen jetzt keine weiteren Impfungen mehr haben und vertrauen also der ganzen Sache nicht mehr.
I knew that there was going to be a revolt.
Right.
If it carried on.
Right. And then he wouldn't be able to drink his coffee and eat donuts anymore. expense.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not saying it's not out there. It is out there. And I'm not even anti-vax. I'm anti-stupidity. I just think that Corona has been around a lot longer than humanity.
Right.
Don't forget, COVID-19 was like a military operation. You know, it was bigger picture.
That's right. It was.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can't wait till after August of this year. That's when I'm seeing the shift into fourth dimension.
I know, I've never looked on that far. I do astrology. I do Western astrology, not East. I prefer Eastern mind. I think it's more like it. But I believe you when you said that. Mm-hmm. You can feel it in the air, can't you? You know that there's a big shift coming.
Yeah, there is a big shift coming. Yeah. Even people who've been vaxxed, they can feel it. Everybody can feel it, you know?
Massively.
Yeah.
Massively.
Yeah.
I just think that there's going to come a breaking point when it comes to everything what's happening with the food prices and the gas prices, and we will be all right. We really, really will. It's very spiritual in a way, very biblical in a way, because it's making we understand what's important. So where we're helping our neighbours and my family, when the little old lady next door hasn't got any money to get her gas on or buy a loaf of bread. It's like, it's bringing what's actually happened over the last 2 years has brought the good out and people or the bad out and people. It's created this. It's creating new earth through this.
It's true. It has. Yeah, it has. I've noticed that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that I've noticed too, and I don't know if you saw this last year, Louise.
Sie sagt auch, wenn in England die Maßnahmen weiter angehalten hätten, dann wäre es wahrscheinlich zu einer Revolte gekommen. Und unabhängig von allem anderen, also sagt, meint sie, Corona gibt es eigentlich schon, oder das Virus schon viel, viel länger als die Menschheit. Und dass es eigentlich um eine militärische Operation geht. Und Ted meint dann, er freut sich schon auf August, September. Und sie sagt dann, sie hat noch gar nicht so weit in die Zukunft geschaut. Sie mag gerne die Astrologie, vor allen Dingen eher die östliche Astrologie. Aber auf jeden Fall, da sind sich beide einig, passiert eine Riesenveränderung. Und sie meint so, Punkt, an dem die Umkehr stattfindet, wird wahrscheinlich hervorgerufen durch die ganzen Preissteigerungen, die jetzt stattfinden. Das wird biblisch, aber alles ist gut. Also was eben so wichtig ist oder was jetzt immer wichtiger wird, ist auch sich gegenseitig zu helfen, der alten Dame nebenan Geld zu geben, damit sie wieder Strom oder Gas hat. Und ähnliches. Und diese Zeiten haben in den Menschen das Gute herausgebracht oder eben auch das Böse. Also es zeigt sich, wer wie tickt. Okay.
But I saw a lot of people dying from the shot program. But people have died from it. But now what I've noticed too is many of the people who I thought would pass away last year haven't. And we've got all these new energies coming into the planet. That's raising consciousness, but it's also helping people to heal as well.
Of course.
And that's a good thing. And I'm glad I was wrong about the deaths, because more people now are living than I thought would live. And
you can change it. You can change it, because if you're sitting there, it's like if you've got two glasses of water and if I put badness into one energy, like any bad energy, and then Reiki into the other, you're going to feel poorly if you drink the bad, cursed drink of water. But you're going to, it's the same energy, two different. And we've got to do this with healing and blessing people.
Right.
Miracles going to take place on this planet. We can change this.
Mm-hmm.
We can change this. All part of this matrix is wanted to be divided even down to the vax.
Mm-hmm.
I've got friends and family who are vaxxed, and you know, and it's when you understand people, you can heal everything. You can heal absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You can. That's true. And that's what Dr. Masaru Emoto used to say, everything is hado, everything's vibration.
It is.
And if you change the vibration of something, you can do what's called miracle healings, only because you can't understand it in the third dimension. But it is. Yeah.
Anything what goes in can come out. So what you believe can happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. And it's how you navigate through this. And it's about changing your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mum, she's in her 80s and she's so little and so tiny and so frail, and I pleaded with her. I didn't want her to get it. And she went and got it. She's strong-minded. Mm. And she got it. And I realized then, as a healer, not my ego, I realized then that I had to shift my energy to help her. And I did that. And she was quite shocked that I wasn't shouting at her afterwards, you know. And she's fine. She's absolutely fine. She's like a little iron woman.
Let me tell you this. She got placebos.
That's good.
That's what I got. So, yeah, just don't try not to have her. It's her own choice, but don't have her do any boosters. But other than that, she's fine.
How did you know that? She hasn't had the booster. So
I'm psychic. I just asked angels and they just, boom, that's the answer.
Ted erzählt dann, dass er letztes Jahr noch gesehen hat, dass eben sehr, sehr, sehr viele sterben würden und Gott sei Dank eben nicht so viele an diesen Injektionen verstorben sind. auch viele, bei denen er es ursprünglich gesehen hatte, und dass neue Energien auf die Erde kommen, die tatsächlich auch heilen und vieles jetzt verändern, Gott sei Dank. Und ja, im Grunde ist es wie auch Emoto das schon gesagt hat, es ist alles Energie. Wenn man zum Beispiel zwei Wassergläser hat und das eine schlechte Energie gibt durch Gedanken oder Gefühle und in das andere positive, und man trinkt sie jeweils, fühlt man sich anders, und man kann einfach heilen, indem man Menschen auch segnet. Und es geht ja darum, eben auch auf der Ebene, also der Meinung über Impfung, ja oder nein, dass eine tiefe Spaltung stattfinden soll. Und wenn man aber jemanden versteht, dann kann man alles heilen. Woran man glaubt, das kann passieren. Und dann bringt sie das Beispiel ihrer über 80-jährigen Mutter, die sehr klein und zerbrechlich wirkt, aber einen ganz starken Willen hat. Und sie hat sich impfen lassen. Und dann hat Louise eben festgestellt, sie muss auf ihrer Seite die Energien verändern, um der Mutter zu helfen. Und die Mutter hatte fast schon einen Schock, dass sie nicht ausschimpfte. Und ja, die Mutter ist eben wie so eine eiserne Frau und ist da durchgegangen und ihr geht's gut. Und Ted meinte dann, er hat von seinen Engeln die Nachricht bekommen, dass die Mutter einen Placebo erhalten hat.
But I do have loved ones who have had the booster and they're okay as well. I just think that they said they'll not have any more, yeah? And I just think, but their awakening was my oldest son and my daughter-in-law, their awakening was my granddaughter when they realised the schools were trying to push it onto the little ones, and we're having a homeschooled now, and that's awakened them. So everybody's at different levels for a different awakening, you know?
Right.
The Chinese pads you can put on the bottom of your feet are good. I was talking to a nurse who lives next door to my mother. She had no choice. She had to have the shot. And she put the Chinese pads on the bottom of her feet. You sleep with them and it pulls all the gunk out at the bottom of your feet. And she's been great. And you just pump yourself full of vitamins. It's how you program your mind.
That's
you
true. That's
and true. You can deactivate stuff if there's anything in there. There's anything's possible. Anything.
I have a friend who does what's called spiritual response therapy. And that's what a lot of it's pre-programming the mind. That's what she does. For
exactly.
Different things. And that's what she's very good at it too. She's able to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got somebody who's not well and they've been diagnosed with, say, cancer or whatever, right. If you're telling that person they're going to die, that they're going to feel like crap, aren't they?
And they're going to die too.
Yeah. We have to shift this way of thinking,
right?
And we're going to be absolutely fine. We really, really are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We really are.
Mm-hmm. I was told a year and a half ago to get some funds together to have a spiritual healing center for people, because a lot of the people in the so-called medical professions, a part of the old system, will be dying off. And I didn't know how that would happen or when, but it's starting to happen now, actually. A lot of them taking the jabs and they're not making it. But anyway, I think that'll come into effect. The old ways of doing medicine, I think, will fall by the wayside and fall apart because people will want to be healed, you know.
There's like how there's been great technology what's been held back from our planet. We're going to have a mass influx of AI to hit this planet sooner. It's going to look very futuristic. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But my understanding is you're going to have choice into the future if you want to go the conventional way or the unconventional way. Mm-hmm. That's been taken away from me in the past.
Right.
To present.
Right.
And I say eventually AI is going to take over pharmaceutical.
Really? Huh. Interesting. So there will be no human input then on pharmacy, on drugs at all? Nothing?
Eventually it'll be phased.
Huh.
Wow. Because of the technology, what's going to come in eventually.
Dann ging es um den Booster und dass die Mutter den nicht nehmen soll. Aber sie erzählt, sie haben einige in der Familie haben. Und bei ihrem Sohn und der Schwiegertochter kam das Erwachen. Als es dann an die Kinder gehen sollte und sie haben ihre Tochter jetzt zu Hause, also unterrichten sie zu Hause und haben sie aus der Schule genommen. Luis betont immer wieder, dass es wirklich ums Denken geht, wie man seine Gedanken programmiert. Und zum Beispiel eine Nachbarin hat so chinesische Fußpads, so, die man unter die Füße über Nacht tut und die Gifte aus dem Körper ziehen, verwendet und es den Leuten damit wunderbar geht. Und man kann auch vieles, was im Körper dann ist, deaktivieren. Ted bestätigt das. Eine Freundin macht Spiritual Response Therapy. Also damit kann man seine Gedanken, seine Programme neu programmieren. Und oft ist es so, wenn jemand zum Beispiel an Krebs erkrankt, dann wird dieser Person ständig gesagt, du wirst sterben, du wirst sterben, du wirst sterben, egal von wem, von den Ärzten. Und natürlich stirbt diese Person dann auch. Und deswegen ist es so wichtig, dass wir unsere Art zu denken komplett verändern. Ted erzählte auch, vor anderthalb Jahren wurde ihm gesagt, er soll anfangen, Spenden oder Reserven zu sammeln für ein spirituelles Heilzentrum. Und er dachte nur so, wie soll das denn funktionieren und wann? Und es beginnt jetzt aber auch, dass es sich umsetzt und dass die alten Wege, die alte Art zu heilen, wird immer mehr wegfallen. Luis meint, dass die AI, die außerirdische Technologie, immer mehr jetzt kommen wird und dass wir dann die Wahl haben zwischen konventionellen und unkonventionellen Wegen und dass sie wohl auch die Kontrolle über die Pharmaindustrie, über die Pharmaherstellung übernehmen werden.
I can't give you an actual time, but we're going to watch for little. I think that the way they're going to seep in, as they usually do, with the super technology, it'll be through maybe some holographic FaceTime. The computer games are going to come in first, but then there's going to be, I see this little device, it's about that big. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, people go on about the med beds, I see this little device coming out first. It's not very big, and it's going to be like quantum healing or something. Something's coming in.
Interesting. Huh, wow. I had thought the med beds would be out last year. But I was told that they would have come out at the end of January last year, Louise. But then the cabal wanted Biden to be elected as the fake president of the U.S. And they threatened to blow up Washington, D.C. with the radioactive dirty nuclear bomb if he wasn't. So the med beds all stopped. But I do see them coming out toward the end of this year, finally.
I've never been a one who's really seen the med beds. And I didn't really believe in it until I actually read for a super soldier who told me it was actually going on, and I believed him because I was reading for him. And this guy had no reason to lie. It was a
Randy,
private.
Was that Randy thing. Kramer or?
No, he was a. Oh my God, he was a.
Tony Rodriguez.
No, it's okay. It's nobody famous. It was a normal soldier, you know, like somebody who was on social media.
Sure.
But he was a super soldier, and he told me about this. So it actually is happening. But I'm not so sure when that's going to come out. If I get it, I'll see it and I'll tell you as in a prediction, but
okay.
I don't see it at the moment. But it will come out at some point, definitely.
Yeah, right.
Also es wird immer mehr super Technologien geben, wahrscheinlich eingeführt zum Beispiel über Spiele. Da werden ja oft neue Technologien erstmal bekannt gemacht, wie das holographische FaceTime. Sie sieht aber immer wieder so einen kleinen Gegenstand, einen kleinen Apparat, wahrscheinlich Quantenheilung, um mit Quantenheilung zu helfen. Also irgendeinen kleinen heilenden Apparat. Und dann kommt das Thema auf die Medbeds. Ted meinte, dass die eigentlich schon längst letztes Jahr hätten auf den Markt kommen sollen, dass es aber gestoppt wurde, als die Kabale Biden ins Durchdrungen ins Amt bekommen hat. Und sie sagt dann, dass sie die eigentlich nie, also dass sie an die Medbeds nie wirklich geglaubt hat und eigentlich davon ausgegangen ist, dass es die nicht geben wird, bis sie eine Sitzung für einen Super Soldier abgehalten hat, keiner, den man kennt, und der ihr bestätigte, dass eben die Medbeds herauskommen werden, dass sie sie weiß aber nicht, wann genau das passieren wird, aber es wird sie irgendwann auf den Markt geben.